Blog Talk Radio.
Like a celebrity, a made nigga way bigger than the mother cat you love to see.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Babyface for checking title two occasions. With my switchboard coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So just please give me a few minutes to have my switchboard back up. I cannot see anything right now. I'm trying to get my switchboard back up. I tried to start up a chat room and it just messed up everything right now. So I'm trying to get my switchboard. I'll get my switchboard back up. I can get the music going back up and running. I'm fully waiting on the arrival of my guests to come on the show. So hopefully they're off there right there. And I'm going to get them on as soon as I can. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. Of course, I'm getting ready to get my switchboard back up in a second. Just bear with me. I'll get my switchboard back up. I'm going to talk to you guys for a minute. Shout out to Jeremiah. He'll be on the show, I believe, Monday. So you guys don't want to miss that show. Jeremiah, the guy from Hastings Birthday Sex. He'll be on the show Monday. I'm not sure what time, but just watch the postings for that. I know I had to reschedule the show, I think, I believe it was for Sunday. But Raz B, former member of B2K, who will be here on Sunday to chat with me and let me know what he's been up to and, you know, what he's working on, you know, things like that. You know, he was over again. I think I mentioned to him that I went over in Japan, of course, when I was over there with Omarion and Sean Kingston. They were over in Japan touring and promoting. So shout out to Sean Kingston and Omarion. Once again, Raspberry will be here on Sunday. I'm not for sure if TQ will be here tomorrow afternoon. I'm not for sure. Nothing's confirmed yet. But if not, of course, we're going to reschedule that show. I would love to have TQ on. I've been trying to get him on the show for, oh my goodness, for so long now. So I'm going to try to reschedule with him. And in the meantime, it looks like my guest is here. So I'm going to go put him through right now.
Timothy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I'm going to connect with you now.
Okay.
All right, and did you check your email?
I didn't. This isn't, what's going on?
Oh, I sent you the track. All right, let me connect with you now.
I'll get it. I'll have the assistant get it on. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm actually waiting for my guest to appear. Lil Zane is supposed to be on the show today. I don't know what happened with his connection, but I'm going to reach out the email. Zane?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's not Zane?
Hello?
Zane, what's going on, man? How
Hello?
You doing? Yeah, Zane, I'm here,
yes,
man.
Yes, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. How you been, man?
Man, I've been good, man. I've been good. How you been, man?
I'm hanging in there, man. Long time no hear from, man. I know where you went, man. I've been trying to get out, get that Zane for quite some time, man. But I finally got you, man. So, you know.
That's what's up, man. What's shit? There it is. How you been, man? Everything good?
I'm hanging in there, man. You know, you missed a couple of family reunions, man. I didn't see you had any cookouts or anything, man.
You know, man, I got to stay in that studio, man. You know, I'm trying to, it's all work, no play for me right now. You know what I mean? Definitely in the studio on that grind, man.
Yeah, Right. I think the last time I actually saw you, I think when you did those Dr. Doolittle, the with Eddie Murphy in them and Raven Simone. I think actually
okay.
last time I saw you when you guys were shooting a movie, I was actually on the set. So that the opportunity to meet you guys. I think that's the last time. So that's actually been a long time. But I'm gonna jump into my questions and I'm great to have you, man. So you came into the industry fairly early, you know, young. How was it breaking into the industry so early, like at such a young age?
You know, for me, coming into the industry at a young age was kind of like, you know what I'm saying, a blessing and a curse at the same time, you know what I'm saying? And the blessing is because, you know, I was able to experience things at a younger age that most young people don't get to experience, like traveling the world, meeting different people, meeting icons that I looked up to, you know what I mean? And, you know, just learning a lot of stuff. I had my school scheduling was different. My activities during the day was different. I mean, where everybody else is outside playing or in the monkey bars and in the swimming pool for the summers, I was in the studio and at the rehearsal hall. So I really had, you know, as a kid, really had no life, you know what I'm saying? It was all about this music thing, you know what I mean? So in the curse of it, you know what I mean, is that, you know, when you're growing up as a kid in the industry, you see a lot of things that you wouldn't normally see as a kid, you know what I mean, real fast, that you're really supposed to see as an adult, but you see it as a kid, and that's what I mean by that, is like, you know, just seeing that, you know, everybody out there is not in your benefit, and people will tell you something and mean a whole different thing, so, you know, as a kid, you try to keep your, as a parent, we try to keep our kids away from that, you know what I mean, but I was exposed to that at a young age, so it's a gift and a curse, you know what I mean, the gift is I'm here right now. I'm 27 years old, you know, and still, you know, 27 years old and know a lot about the game more than some people that's 40 years old in the game, you know.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, the curse of it is I just seen a lot, you know what I mean?
Right, that's what it is. Right. Yeah, man, you're getting up there, man. 27 now. Man. I forgot we were the same age, man, you know. But
yeah, man, 27 years old, my birthday tomorrow, so. You know what I mean?
You know what, man? You about to have a problem, man. You didn't even send me my invitation, man. Oh, man. You didn't. Ah, oh, man.
Nah, this, you know what? This year, man, I really just kicked it. I'm going to post stuff like, you know, probably hit a little amusement park or something like that. You know what I mean? I'm like a big kid. Like I said, never had a childhood. So it's like, you know, I'm a big kid. I hit the amusement park, probably, you know, throw some food on the grill, had a chef come through. You know, cook something on the grill or something like that. You know, just take it real easy, pop some bottles, you know what I mean? Take some to the head, you know.
Right.
Have a real chill. It's a real chill day for me tomorrow.
Right. Man, I hope you enjoy it, man. I really do, man. 27 is, you know, it's another age for you, man. You're going to start feeling those old age kicking in, man. So, man.
Oh, man, I feel like if you stay in that gym every day, man, that's the main key to life. Like,
right.
I know people 40, 50 years old look good for their age, like look younger than me and you probably, like, you know what I mean? So it's all about how you take care of yourself, man. Stay away from the hard drugs, man. Stay away from the alcohol, man, the cigarettes, you know what I mean? And just stay focused, you know? That's what I do, man. You see me, you know, I stay looking, you know? I look about 18, 19, man, 17. Little kid in the pool yesterday told me I look about 16, 17. I was like, hey, shorty, made me feel good.
Stop it, man.
No, that's real shit. That's real shit. I was like, oh, thank you, Shirley. Like, he was like, how old are you? We're playing Marco Polo in the pool. He's like, how old are you? I'm like, 27. I said, no, first I said, how old I look? He was like, 16. I was like, good looking, Shirley. I'm like, I'm 27, man.
You know what? You probably still have a youth look like me, unfortunately. I mean, I still look the same as when I was actually 12 or 13. I still look like that. I mean, let me tell you, Zane, I actually bought.
Yeah, man, I'm
so
aging
much.
Slowly, man. Like,
yeah, man,
aging slowly. It's like, I'm like wine, man. I get better with time, man. You know what I'm saying?
I get sexier
with time, man. I mean, I'm in my sexy mode, man. It's that growing in sexiness right now. I feel real, real mature and sexy and, you know, just ready for the ladies. You know what I mean?
Right. Good, man. Zane, Since your last project, how have you grown musically and professionally?
Well, musically, since my last venture, which was The Return in stores right now. You know, make sure y'all go pick that up, The Return in stores right now. Musically, how mature it is, you know, I'm doing my music is really, you know, with age comes wisdom, so my music is really wiser. It's really more, you know what I mean, my music is more catchy, I feel like. Instead of trying to be so complicated, you know, I keep it real simple, get to the point, you know what I'm saying, punchline, 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 I'm out of there. You know, and, you know, musically, I just feel like I'm in another direction. I'm not just trying to be a rapper. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be the biggest entertainer in the world. I'm trying to be, you know, on Michael Jackson status. You know, rest in peace to Michael Jackson. Like, just with the passion of Michael Jackson and everything, I've been looking at my whole career a little different. I'm sure every artist has. You know, right. I want to leave a legacy when I leave. I don't want people to say, oh, Lil Zane was a one-hit wonder, or Lil Zane to come out in a while. So I'm busting my ass real hard, man. The studio with this mixtape, like, I never really was into the mixtape game. I'm going to keep it real. As a rapper, rappers nowadays are throwing out mixtapes like albums. Honestly, right. To this date, I've never did my own mixtape ever. Right. You know what I mean? And that's just keeping it all the way real. Ask me why. I don't know why. I just really never felt the... I'd rather be in the studio doing my own beats and trying to come up with an album
right.
to put out. Michael Jackson ain't do no mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson ain't do no mixtapes. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'd rather work on the real material, and even if it takes, you know, 10 years to drop again, like, at least have something that the people going to remember and something of some quality that people can... That can still be played 20 years, 30 years after I make it, you know. So that's where I'm at musically. I'm trying to do this shit do music for longevity and not just for what's hot right now. Do it for longevity to be around. And as far as you said musically, and you said as far as what else you said musically and how else?
Professionally,
since my last venture, I've matured because you know. You know, when you first coming in and you're young, it's like, you know, you're late to meetings, you might be late to meetings, or you might, you know, just don't appreciate the little things that come with being in the industry, man. You take the little things for granted and certain people and certain opportunities for granted. And now it's like, because I'm getting older and because I want to start a family one day and because I want to be, you know, I want to be a household name and be an icon like Michael Jackson and like, you know, like, Puff Daddy and all these people, Tupac, Biggie, you know, I just noticed that professionally I have to, you know, I have to be more on point, man. You know what I mean? I got to be more on point with, you know, everything. Time is money. Time is money, and you got to seize the opportunity when it's there.
Right.
You know, I don't sit back and say, oh, I'll get to that now, or, hey, you know what I mean? Let me think about it. It's like, I'm on it. You know what I mean? I'm on it. If something pops up and my heart tells me it's a good thing to do, then I'm on it. You know what I mean? And just as far as everything I do, I take it more seriously, man. You know, I take it more seriously. I'm not the type to let anything go to waste. Like, when I do songs, I have a purpose for doing a song. I'll just go in the studio and do songs. You know, I have a purpose for doing a song. If I'm doing 30 songs, it's because I'm doing an album and I'm trying to pick the 15 most best. You know, so professionally, it's just I learned that time is money and you got to seize the opportunity when the opportunity presents itself.
Right.
Because you never know when you're going to get it again.
Right, that's absolutely right. Zane, when you heard the news about Michael Jackson, what did you actually think it was real? Did you think like, oh, they lying or started playing? Why did you actually take it when you heard that news?
You know, at first it was like, you know, it was like surreal. Like, I didn't think it was true. I thought it was just a rumor. You know, when I first heard it, I heard he had just went to the hospital when I heard about it. So he wasn't dead yet. They said he had just went to the hospital or something. So I thought he was in the hospital or something. But, you know, I guess that they were wrong. Whoever told me that was wrong. He was actually had passed away already. So when it hit me, man, I just, you know, I didn't know how to take it, man. I thought, you know, I knew it was pretty serious, though, because, you know, everybody was talking about it. And you know, I don't think they're just saying, man, is dead on the news and he's not. So it hit me kind of hard, though. It made me realize, and it affected me in a good way, though, I must say. Like, I'm not just mourning for Mike. I'm celebrating his life, you know what I mean? And I'm looking at my life and reflecting on it and saying, damn, I want to be like that. If I'm going to die at 50, I want to be able to accomplish as much as that man accomplished, you know what I mean, and even more.
Right.
you know, and it just was a lesson to everybody. Your life is short, man. Take care of your body. Take care of your, you know, your family. And, you know, just make sure that, you know, you just live your life to the fullest. I felt like Michael Jackson lived his life to the fullest, man. He was a great person. He helped a lot of people. He got past a lot of criticism, you know, and I'm kind of going through the same thing, you know, but true superstars will come out of the flame and you know, and prevail, you know what I mean? So, you know, I definitely miss Mike, and I definitely was affected by his death in a good way and in a bad way. I miss him. That's the only bad way. I miss him, and it's finally hitting me that I'll never be able to hear a new Michael Jackson song or see him at the BET Awards again, or, you know, it's really gone. He's gone, you know what I mean? But the good thing about it is he had a great life, and, you know, he taught me that I have to be all I could be and be the best I could be. And, you know, Michael Jackson was a businessman. He taught me to be a businessman, too. Like, behind everything, when you listen to everything they talk about Michael Jackson, you got to know he was a businessman. He went and bought that Beatles catalog. You know, they can never take that from him. He went and got the Beatles catalog. You know, you know, he was a businessman, man, even if he didn't do nothing to them kids. You know what I'm saying? He just paid them off because it's like, I'd rather pay you off and you shut up so I can get on with my life and keep it moving.
Right.
And I just know not to be around little bastards no more. You know what I'm saying? Mike was the man. Like, you know, Mike was a businessman. It was his decision to lead the Jackson 5. He would have left the Jackson 5 and been stuck like, oh, can't leave my brothers. He would have never became Michael Jackson that we know right now.
That's,
you know,
right.
I think changing his face stuff, you know, I think when he changed his face, like, I think Mike just wanted to stay interesting to us. You know, I think if he would have never changed his face and stayed the same way, we would have probably forgot about Mike a long time ago. So I felt like Mike started fucking with his face and messing with his nose and stuff just to keep it interesting, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's right. Like,
so you got to look at it like that. When you're a superstar and you're as mega as he is, you will do anything to stay number one and get that attention.
Go ahead.
Nah, you know what I mean? I just think that you'd do anything to get the attention. So I felt like Mike kind of, you know, he kept it interesting for us, man. The moonwalk to the grabbing his crotch to the, you know what I'm saying, to the bringing bubbles out on one hand and Brooke Shields on the other hand. Like, he always wanted us to keep guessing what the hell was going on, Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? So I think that artists should learn from that and really, you know, create a life story for yourself, man. Don't be a born artist, you know what I mean? Create a lifestyle for yourself. Create a story. And that's what I'm trying to do, create a story, man.
The thing is that, you know, of all the artists that I've seen, I've never seen, when Michael Jackson, you have people literally that pass out when they see this man. They, like, they just drop, right? You know, that was crazy. And I see this, these people, when they see him, they just, they
I'm
die.
On my way, man. My fans do that all the time when they see me. My fans, you should come to a Lil Zane concert, man. I'm telling you, you think you got a Michael Jackson concert, them fans be passing out, homie.
Wow.
Telling you, that's the truth, and that's the truth. What I say is the truth. I got it on videotape. Hook up with me, come to the United States, and we'll see it. You know what I mean? Like, hey, kid, people pass out when Lil Zay walk through the room. So, you know, being sarcastic, but also being real at the same time. That's why I'm trying to be like Michael Jackson.
Right.
I was shocked the first time, too. I still don't understand to this day how fans go so crazy and love you so much that 12 people, or even counting, that's just the 12 they know about, have committed suicide since Michael Jackson died.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how could you love this? There's somebody out there that loves Lil Zane so much that even if you don't think so, you might just not be a Lil Zane fan. You didn't kill yourself when Michael Jackson died, but you don't know how it feels to really just love somebody so much that you never even met, but they helped you in your life. You'll kill yourself if they kill. So I keep in mind, when you say, how have you grown professionally and musically, I keep in mind that it is people out there. Somebody out there is holding on to the words I'm saying or holding on to what I'm doing and really just idolizing it and analyzing it and looking at it. And it's like, I got to be careful what I do and, you know what I'm saying, know that, you know, it's bigger than just me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson knew it was bigger than him, man. You know what I mean? Puff Daddy knows it's bigger than him. Like,
we're not going to talk about Puff. We can't speak about Puff, man. We can't. I know we can't speak about Puff.
Why?
Same,
that's
man.
The man. I love Puff Daddy.
No,
I love Puff Daddy. I think Puff
I love
is...
Puff too, but we can't speak about Puff, right? I mean, you can talk about Puff, you know, but I have my downside about Puff.
Man, I love Puff, man. I think Puff is a businessman. I think Puff knows, like, I think if I can have a career like Puff at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I want to be bigger than Puff, though. You know what I'm saying? I want to be with bigger than Puff, you know what I mean? But if I can end it like that or something like that, I definitely wouldn't be mad. I feel like Puff's a good man, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I got you. Zane, what is the what's your writing process for your music?
You said what?
What is the writing process for your music?
The writing process for my music, man, like, you know, I like to hear the track. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just, you know, I write to no track and try to find a beat for it. But most of the time, I like to hear a track, man, and listen to the beat, like, 100 times, man, 200 times before I even write to it, man.
Right.
By the time I start writing, I already know what I want to say.
Right.
It used to take me a long time to do songs because I used to think a lot. But now it's just like, you know, it just come to me, man. I guess with just getting older and just knowing the game and learning yourself, you just know what you want to say now. So it's just coming to me easier now. So I just hear the beat, listen to it a couple times, you know, going in and, you know, I scribble a little bit on the pad, but I haven't completely, you know, mastered the art of not writing. I still do write. I'm one of the artists that still do write, but I like writing. I like to see my thoughts on paper, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I got you. I'm saying, as an artist...
That's what it is, though.
As an artist, do you feel that the best music you can make is from personal experiences?
Oh, definitely. The best music you're going to make is from personal experience. Or in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Personal experience is because you can have a ball of life and be spitting that ball of shit and people mm-hmm. believe it and they feel it and you make them feel like they want a ball like Biggie used to do. Or you can have been through emotional life and up and down, Miles was a crackhead, like, you know what I'm saying, like Pox, and you know what I mean? And then he spit emotionally and you feel it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think that it's at the same time, like you could just be in the moment. You could just, you know, you could just be just left a party, just pop bottles, had a good birthday or something, and then go to the studio, and then you don't even know how you said what you said. You like, it just sounds good. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. Like, tomorrow for my birthday, I'm going in the studio because I just know I'm going to feel good. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? I feel good. It's, you know, I'm just... You know, when your birthday comes, man, you got to start fresh. Would you agree, man?
Yeah, I actually do. Yeah, yep.
I think everybody, like some people do it January 1st and feel like it's the new year. But I do it January 1st and I do it on my birthday, bro.
Go ahead.
Nah, that's what it is, you know what I mean? But that's what I was just saying. I like to get fresh for my birthday, you know what I mean? I like to set it off, be different. You know, so that's and the music, it comes like that. It comes in the moment or it comes from personal experience. I think that's the best way to make music.
Right. And no, I kind of stopped that with the on January 1st, kind of when I'm out doing this. I can't keep up with this. So, you know, I kind of don't do that no more.
I ain't really no bad person, I don't feel like. So it ain't really nothing too much I want to change. You know what I'm saying?
You was throwing rocks at my car, man. Don't even get me. I'm joking, man.
Nah, man. You know what I mean? That was probably back in the day. You know what I mean? But right now, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I keep it. You know, I'm laid back, man. It's like I ain't doing too much. You know what I mean? I don't like that. Oh, I'm going to change this about myself on January 1st. Nah, it's like how you are is how you are. You know what I'm saying? I keep it true 24/7, you know what I mean? So that's what it is. If anything, I'm just trying to get better. Whatever I'm doing on December 31st, January 1st, I'm trying to do it more and better and to the max, you know what I'm saying? So that's all it is. When the new year come in, I try to go in speed mode, you know what I mean?
Right. So, Zane, where you residing at right now? Where you reside? East Coast, West Coast?
Resign right now. I live in California. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here on the West Coast right now. I'm back and forth between Atlanta and California. I still keep it A-Town. I mean, don't get it twisted. It's still A-Town on the fitty cap. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Still Southern slang. You know what I'm saying? We still keeping it true. But you know, I'm out here on the West Coast. I love this California sun. I love the California vibe. You know what I mean? So, and you know, I'm out here. This is where the movies is at. This is where you make stars at, you know what I mean? I'm already a star. I'm trying to be a superstar, you know what I mean? So this is where the superstars are made at, so I'm trying to get it. And by the way, man, I got a new movie just dropped on DVD with Sticky Figures, Omar F., Mekhi Phifer. It's called Day in the Life. So, you know, make sure you tell people to go out there and check that out, man. Rent it on demand. It's on demand. You can get off there. Or you can go on the Blockbusters, you know what I mean, online, whatever, and cop the DVD. It's definitely a tight film, you know what I mean? It's called A Day in the Life. Lil Zane, Ray J, Sticky Fingers, Omar Epps, Mekhi Phifer. So we definitely relevant, man. We definitely are in the current, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely in the current.
You said Day in the Life?
A Day in the Life.
Okay, okay. Make sure we'll check that out. How did you first get started in acting? Was Dr. Doodle, was that your first project?
No, actually, that was my second project. I started off acting doing plays. You know what I mean? I used to do a play called Mad Hearts in Atlanta. You know, so I started off doing. I was actually acting before I was, you know, really like rapping. You know what I mean? I was definitely always had the acting bug. I used to do plays. So I started off like a real actor, man. This ain't no just rapping and jumping into acting. It's like I really went and did plays and. From that, you know, my music career just jumped off big faster than my acting career. But after the music career took off, I did Fernand Forster with Sean Connery, and Rob Brown was my first film.
Right.
And, you know, after that, I did Dr. Dolittle 2. After that, I did with Raven Simone and Eddie Murphy. After
that,
I did Fight Temptations with Beyonce and Cuba Gooding Jr. and Mike Epps.
Okay.
And after that, I did Motors with Vivica Vivica Fox, Victoria Rouse, and Mel Jackson. What else? You know, just Cutting the Mustard, coming out with Granny T. Jackson, Chico Beanie Man, and Keisha Knight Pulliam, you know, Lil Rudy from the Cosby Show, man.
We live in the same state, man. We family, man. We live in the same state, man. Yeah, I know Rudy. Yeah, she's from Jersey, man.
Yeah. Keisha, right?
Yeah, we all from Jersey, man. We all live in the same state, man. It's one of the Jersey girls right there.
Exactly. So where you based out of?
The show's in New York, but I live in Jersey, man. Beautiful, man. Anytime in Jersey, man, come up to West Orange, man. I just bought a big house up there, man. It's gorgeous, man. You got to come through, man.
Oh, congratulations.
I just came from hard work, man. I done worked about 40 years, man. I'm joking. I'm 27, but yeah, man, hard work and dedication, man. Actually got in that house, man. So, Zane, come through, man. You know, cook out, man. Actually,
When I'm up in Jersey, I'm gonna have to check you out, man.
Yeah, man, Tretching all of them are in the area, yeah. Man. So you gotta come through, man.
Yo, for real, man. I got mad peeps up in New York and Jersey, and you know Virginia Beach. Shout out to everybody, man. Virginia, my people, Virginia Beach, North Carolina, Georgia, Savannah. You know what I mean? What else, man? I got people in South Carolina. I got people in you know, Hawaii, man. Like. You know, shout out to everybody that's online reading in New York, what up, Chicago, got people in St. Louis, Florida, you know, Miami, Deerfield, like, so, you know, I got people all over, man. I got a big family, man.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm glad to be a part of that family, man. It's an honor, man. Be related to Lil Zane,
yeah,
man.
For real. You already know how we get down, man.
That's the trills, man. Yo, Zane, so you know your collaborations, man, I know you've work with so various artists, man. How do you determine who do you want to work with when you're doing a track with them?
How do I decide who I want to work with?
Yeah, of course, the collaborations.
You know what, man? I just when I decide who I want to work with on a song, first I try to get the vibe, man. It works two ways. Either I'll hear a beat and do what I do to it, and then go to that person that I feel like fits the song and ask them, you know, would they mind jumping on it?
Right.
And, you know, this is what I want them to say, but, you know, I kind of felt like I want the chorus to say this, or I wanted to say this, but I kind of felt they vibe. So I go to them either after I came up with the song or whatever and try to get their input afterwards. Or sometimes I have a track and I hear somebody on it, and it's like, damn, I want them to kind of set it off so I can come with it. No, since I could come with it, I'm going to come with after because I want them to spark me. You know what I mean? So it works different ways, man. Sometimes I hear the track and automatically know who I want to put on it. And sometimes, and I mean, automatically know what I want to say on it and who I want to put on it. And sometimes I hear the track and I know what I want to put on it, but I don't know what I want to say on it. So, right. You know what I mean? It's like I like feeding off of people, basically, man. I like, you know, I'll work with anybody as long as they're talented and long as they're serious about what they're doing. Like, I just like creating music, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to work with people like T-Pain on this new album. I've been reaching out to Akon and man, I've been trying to work with Akon. I've been reaching out to Chameleon Man, Bum B, Trey D from Houston. You know, I would love to work with them. Your boy Trey Songz, I've been hearing Trey Songz. I'm loving Weezy right now. So, I did the Hardball record with Weezy, Bow Wow, and Sammy, and I think that
okay.
We should do another record and probably do, you know what I'm saying, like me, Weezy, Bow Wow, and you know, probably Sammy again, man, on me, Weezy, Bow Wow, and Jeremiah or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to... I'm trying to put that together.
Right,
so hopefully, you know what I'm saying, they reading this and we listening. Hopefully they reading this and they listening, you know what I'm saying? We should collab, man. I'm looking for, you know, people like that, man, Bum B, Chameleon, all of them to do songs with, man. I'm trying to work with Dre on this new album, too, man. I think people will be excited to see what Lil Zane and the Dre sound in the Dre track sound like.
Dre. Okay. Go ahead, Zane.
Nah, that's
Hello?
All it is, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, yeah, Dre.
I'm here.
I got you. I heard you, Zane. I actually finally met Drake at the BET Awards this past week, a couple of weeks. I met Drake.
I said Dr. Drake.
Oh, Dr. Drake. I said Drake. All right.
I would love to work with Drake, too. You know, he's talented. You know what I mean? He's talented, man. You know, I would love to work with Drake, but I was talking about Dr. Drake. But,
I
would love to do a joint with Weezy and Drake, man.
Yeah, you know what? I actually worked with I had the opportunity to meet Weezy several times, but I first worked with him over at BET, man. And he's a great humble dude, man. And he's a great dude, man.
Yeah, man. Me and Weezy worked together before, man. He's a good dude, man.
Mhm. Him, Jesse Jeremiah left. Jeremiah was here on the show earlier, man, with his single. Now that he's actually, I think, believe trying to do a tour right now. But he's just here. He's in the
oh, word?
Yeah, he was in the building earlier, man.
Oh, that's tight, man. We gotta get it in, man. Like, I'm trying to get on that tour, too, man. So if y'all out there listening, you know, holler at your boy, Lil Zane, trying to jump on a tour or something like that. That'd be real fly.
Man, get on the tour, man. You just have to build out. Trey Songz will be here maybe in the next 2 weeks. He'll be able to promote the album. He'll be on the show pretty soon.
Yeah, make sure you tell my boy Trey I said what up, man. That's my peoples right there, man. Make sure you tell him I said what up.
I will let him know, man. This industry, man, it's crazy right now. It's crazy right now. What if you could, what would you change about the entertainment industry?
You know, if I could change anything about the entertainment industry, I would just change all this, you know what I'm saying? It's downloading, man. People just still in the music, man. I'm saying, I wish people would go out and support artists, man, like we used to do. Go out and support artists, man. Stop stealing the music, man. Stop, you know, that's how people feed their family. So I think that if I could, you know, if I could change anything, man, I would definitely have people go back to how it used to be, buying records, you know what I'm saying, buying DVDs, buying CDs. And, you know, stop stealing and downloading it for free. Like, if you like an artist and you like a song, support that song, you know?
And don't
just like
buy
if you
want
a Pizza Hut, you can't. You either make your own pizza,
right,
or you go to Pizza Hut. You can't really steal and download Pizza Hut pizza, you know what I mean? So I wish people really go back to the original. If you want to steal music, you know what I'm saying? Don't steal music. You should either buy the music you love or make your own music that you love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
that's
what I would change about it, man.
That's right, man. And you don't support bootlegging either. Cause it really doesn't help the artist out.
I mean, I like, you know what I'm saying? I support anybody getting their money, man. You got to give, you know what I'm saying? The bootleggers keep you hot. You know what I'm saying? If you hot,
right.
You know what I'm saying? The bootleggers keep you hot. You know what I'm saying? So it's a give and take. You know what I'm saying? It's a give and take. I wish people would go out and buy music, but, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. Like, if you want to go buy my bootleg and you want to buy a CD from a bootlegger or a Lil Zane, it's all good. But when I drop the album, make sure you go buy the album, too. You know what I'm saying? Don't just buy the bootleg album and then not buy the album. You know what I mean? Make sure you go buy the album, too. So I don't knock the bootleggers because people out there feeding their family, and bootleggers keep artists hot, man. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely down with people making money, man. But if you're going to buy the bootleg, you know what I'm saying, make sure you buy the real album when it drops, too. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely right. Zane, man, for these new artists that are coming out, man, what advice would you give to them, man?
For the new artists coming out, I would tell the new artists, you know what I mean, definitely, you know, just try to think on a bigger level, man. Try to think on a bigger level rather than let me just get one song real quick and get out there and then I'm straight. You know, try to be around for a long time, man. Try to come original, you know what I mean? Come original, man, and try to, you know what I mean, stay relevant, you know, come original and branch off into new things. When you get a hit single, or if you don't get a hit single, you know, if you get a hit single, you know what I mean, then make sure you politic that into other things, you know, acting, movies, television. Like, don't just be a rapper, you know what I mean, be bigger than a rapper, be an entertainer.
Right.
So anybody that's come, I meet a lot of cats, and all they want to do is just rap. Everybody can't be the biggest rapper, you know what I'm saying, but you might can have a little rap skills, which shows you have personality, and turn that into a TV show, or turn that into some acting, or commercials, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
So definitely use your, you know what I'm saying, definitely look at yourself as an artist, look at yourself as a business, you know what I mean? Don't just rap your ass off, you know what I'm saying? You gotta politic your ass off and do business, too, you know? You gotta do business and market your ass off, too. You know what I'm saying? Don't just rap your ass off. You got to have a marketing, because nowadays these labels is looking for people that's coming already packaged. It's not like back in the day where you just rap and they're going to figure out what else to do. Like, you got to damn near have a team behind you already. They want to sign something that's already going. Like, I want somebody that's been in the game before, or that has somebody behind them that's been in the game, and they want them packaged already. They want them in shape. They want them fucking, you know what I'm saying? They want the album done already. They want you to have a single on the radio already before they even come up. So as a new artist, make sure you just, you know, stay in the streets, man, and put these mixtapes out. I mean, I ain't never put a mixtape out before, but I'm in the studio right now doing one, and it's just because, you know, I feel like I want my people, my fans, to always have access to me. Even while I'm working on the big album, like Weezy taught me that. You know what I'm saying? Even while I'm working on the big album, you know what I mean, definitely keep these mixtapes out there so you stay relevant. You know what I'm saying? People keep your name in their mouth while you're working on your album. So that's what I'm doing right now. Get ready for that Lil Zane mixtape. And it's going down. You know?
No doubt, man. Brother Zane. Besides that, well, what's next for Zane? Besides the mixtape and everything, what's next for you, brother?
Man, what's next for Z, man, is just, like, trying to really just focus on this album, man. After the mixtape, you know, I'm really just trying to put out the biggest album of my life, man. How Michael Jackson said he wanted Thriller to be the biggest album of his life, and he put everything into it, and it was. I'm putting everything into my next album. So, you know, so my fans and people out there really be impressed. The industry, I want to shock the world with this new album. Shock the industry, shock you, shock my mama, everybody. You know what I mean? I gotta really. This album has been really under wraps. I haven't let a lot of people hear the music I've been working on because I want nothing leaking out. I want it to sound right when it comes out. So, you know, just know that that's what's next for Lil Zane, man. Having the biggest album in the industry, 1 million sales in 1 week. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go from being the most slept on artist to being the most talked about artist in history. You know what I mean? So I definitely got a lot of work ahead of me, and You know, I'm definitely willing to put in whatever it takes to make it happen. You know what I mean? I've been on top before. Everything that goes up must come down, and everything that's down, you know what I mean, got to come back up again. So, you know, once the sun goes down, you know it's going to come back up again. You know what I mean? So it's all good. That's what I'm doing. I'm focusing on, you know, just coming back in the biggest way possible.
That's right. All right, Zane. I'm not going to keep you no longer, Zane. I'm going to anyone give you a shout-out, Zane?
Yeah, man, I just want to shout-out to everybody out there in ATL doing their thing, man. You know, everybody out there on the West Coast. Like, I want to shout-out to the GR boys, Sterling. Shout-out to Akon. Let me shout-out to T.I., Jazzy Faye. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in ATL doing their thing, Devon, Steven. You know, I love the A right now. The A is making moves right now, man. You know, shout out to everybody on the West Coast, man. Snoop, DJ Quick, Battle Cat, you know, just everybody, man. Nipsey Hussle, you know, just all the people out here on the West Coast and on the South that I get down with, man. Shout out to that boy. You know what I'm saying? I just ran into Nas in the club the other day. He said he's going to do a joint with me, so shout out to Nas, man. And, you know, my boy Mano, you know what I mean? Shout out to Rob Brown. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that I kick it with on the daily, you know what I mean? Day 26, that's my boys out there. You know, they doing real good. Make sure you pick up that Day 26 album. You know, shout out to my – congratulations to my boy Weezy. You know what I mean? We is real tight. You know what I mean? I'm proud of what Weezy doing right now. So, shout out to Weezy and everybody, man, that's in the game. That boy Akon, man, he doing his thing. So, shout out to them boys, man.
No doubt, brother.
Shout out to the Jackson family, too. Hold on, I have to say this, man. First and foremost, I want to say my condolences go out to the Jackson family. And, you know, keep your head up. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson. We love you, man. We'll always miss you. There'll never be another entertainer like you. You know, unless his name is Lil Zane. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be the next Michael Jackson, you know what I mean? Bigger than Michael, so... You know what I mean, definitely shout out to the Jacksons, man. My heart goes with you. Shout out to rest in peace to Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett. You know, to Steve McNair's family. Rest in peace to rest in peace to all the fallen soldiers, man. Steve McNair, Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett. You know, my condolences go to their family. Definitely, man. So I just want to get everybody in there. Say rest in peace to my boy Dollar, man. Convict Music for Life.
Yeah, man.
Dollar,
oh,
man. Keep your head up, T-Money. You know what I mean? Dollar was like my little brother, man. I want people to know Dollar was like my little brother. I raised Dollar, man. I helped Dollar learn how to rap, man. I used to write for Dollar. And, you know what I mean? That he was really special to me, man, like a brother. So the loss of Dollar just really saddens myself and the whole Convict family. And I just want to tell Convict, keep their head up, man. You know what I mean? Akon, Devon, T-Money, everybody out there, man. Shout out to the whole man, Still Click, man. I mean, definitely, man. So I hope you put all that in there, too, because that's definitely real. You know what I mean?
I got you, man. I was actually shocked about that, too, man. And it's like that was on the show not long ago, man. I was shocked. Like, what? And,
yeah, man, that's my man, man. Dollar, man. And, you know, just a lot of fallen soldiers, man, that we have, man, that just, you know, that's gone right now. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, Mac Dre, man. It's a lot of people I've met along the way that ain't here no more. You know what I mean? So that's what's up, man.
Zane, appreciate you so much, man, for coming on the show, man. Honored to have you, man. Zane, if you need me, call me, man, and don't let this be your last visit, man. Come back anytime, man. If you, you know, want to do a collab, just let me know, Zane. I'm there, man.
Man, I appreciate it, too, man. Thank you for having me on the show, man, and, you know, to all the fans out there, man, shout out to y'all, too, man. I'm not nothing without the fans, man. I do this for y'all, man.
Zane, I got a single I want you to introduce before you leave out, man.
Okay.
Like this, and Zane, also your MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
go ahead, Zane.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? This your boy Lil Zane, man, checking in. We web surfing right now, man. Swag surfing on the internet, man, online. Check this out. It's the new single right here from the Return in stores right now. It's called Like This, and we do it like this. Make sure you check me out on MySpace, man, myspace.com/officiallilzane. You know how I go down, myspace.com/officiallilzane. Holla at your boy.
know, get my money before the show. They say I'm living reckless, moonblocks like Tetris, Kush blunts for breakfast, man, I'm the breakfast. Now watch me lean to the left, watch me lean to the right. Never slow, so much better than you ever think you could have been, dog, or ever know. So you get it, I say it's go. You might as well let it go. Flows ineligible, and you not on my pedestal. Now I can lean to the left, watch me lean to the right. Working like I'm popping willies when I do the motorbike.
Appreciate the song, man. Appreciate you coming on the show, man. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it, man.
Man, no problem, man. Same here, man. Thank you all for having me, man. I hope we can do this again real soon.
We can, man. You need me, call me, man. I'm there, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for all the love, for sure, man.
Much love to you, man. Be good, man. Just come on back out, man, and best with some good music, man.
I appreciate y'all playing the single, man. Make sure y'all keep bumping it, throw it in rotation, man, like this. How we do it.
That's right, Zayn. Zayn?
Yes, sir.
All right, Zayn. I'm gonna let you go, man. I gotta go on with the show. But appreciate you so much, Zayn.
I appreciate you too, man.
All right, man. You be good.
You too. Be easy.
Oh. Yo. Joint emphasis. This right here is cut. Yeah, I feel big. You know what I mean? Like, not big in the sense of weight. You know what I mean? Like, gaining weight or nothing like that. Like, colossal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I heard you were looking for me. From me to you, I heard somebody say, church, I'ma need a suit, I'ma need a coupe, I won't need a roof, flyer than Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got the flow, I'm trying to see the roof, didn't wear bulletproof, so I got a shot and you can see the proof. blind eyes can look at me and see the truth. One did Stevie do, but I'ma leave it to God, not beaver, neither you. Cause I'ma murder why I care, oh, and even you. Man, I got summer hating on me cause I'm hotter than the sun. Got spring hating on me cause I ain't never sprung. Winter hating on me cause I'm colder than y'all. And I would never, I would never, I would never fall. I'm being hated by the Caesar, so fuck y'all, hating for no reason. Hey, Mr. Carter, the rim, around the world and I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you want to rent, I am him. Around the world and I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you want to rent. Yeah, I've been in.
Shout out to Lil Zane for coming on the show. I really appreciate Lil Zane. Shout out to the homie Lil Zane once again for coming on the show. Please support this young man. Album is still entitled The Return. Make sure you go support that album, The Return. It's in stores right now. I'm going to leave you with his first single that actually made him a success. It's called Call Me, Call Me. I love you guys. See you next Chong, and I'm out. Tune in tomorrow with my guest will be none other than Raz B of B2K. I love you guys. See you next Chong, and I'm out. Here's Lil Zane entitled, featuring 112 title Call Me, Call Me.
Live the life of a celebrity. A made nigga way bigger than the mother cat you love to see.
Lil Zane.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
A lot of interviews, just people calling my name everywhere. Hey, Zane.
Come on, man. I live the life of a celebrity. A made nigga way bigger than the mother cat you love to see. I'm getting paid like a poke too. My homies call me on my mobile when I hang, we still close too. I switch position with the pole cat. I write raps, make millions like that. I like that. And I never was a rich man. A rubber band for a wristband. Got going, had to switch plans. Drama still don't stop. Freeway getting chased by some bad bitches wanting autograph bitches. They want my name tattooed on them. Wicked for a minute, hit that ass, make a move on them. Hey, Hennessy with the Charnay. Mix it, I put the trees in the garage. Twist it, a true player, smoking purple hair. Two shots in the air for my two thugs out there. Las Vegas, the same night, me and 112 on the same flight, need to stop, he ain't easy being worldwide, I'm seeing murder come with fame, in this rap game, gotta stay strapped, if you rap, so I pack things, all my niggas pack things, and plus we love the ball, don't want no problem with you homie, I mean none at all, until my rich cat put them big face bills in the air, my poor cat sell most sex, see that love, we millionaires, been all around the world, turning squares into true players, keep watching, turn the Cartiers, local turn the Gators, point screens, turn the 5Cs, all these car keys, jump in the Benz, hot dog. Got a chance to return your call, I'm in Chicago. I'm getting paid, man, bigger figures everywhere that I go. I'm still hearing about the drama popping in the hood. Heard that you niggas doing good, and I like that. Heard that niggas got the block locked. You tell me, can Big Chris Ryan drop top? Floss in the beat and letters from my fans. Hard to write back. Put a fly picture in the mail, hope they like that. Brand at the fame, no killer star. The magazines to the big screen. He ain't easy as a shit scene. Throwing up the juices as I pass by. Showing love to the south side, all the players outside.
When I first saw you, I already knew there was something inside of you, something I thought that I would